Hey, this podcast is called Greg's Haunted Amusement Park, and in this episode we're just going to be rambling on about a couple of games because we had absolutely no idea on what the heck we're supposed to do. First of all, I apologize for my microphone's quality as well as Greg Dariano's, which, to a certain extent, hits his worst. He was also recording, so you're going to hear a couple of monotone audio faults and whatnot. Anyway, So, enjoy, and try not to lose the will to live.
Yes! Here comes AIM!
Introduce it.
Welcome to the Greg's Haunted Amusement Park podcast. Yeah, that went well. My name is Greg. These are my buddies. Introduce yourselves.
Who first?
I'll go first. Name is NJ. Go fuck yourself.
Aw, that's not nice. Mikey, no. Your turn.
I don't have a name.
Shut the hell up, Reggie.
The real world. Okay, so they call me Snake. No way.
Alright, so we got Mysterious Stranger over here, and I'm Dylan. Now, Greg, give
what's
everybody the top.
What's the topic? Oh, we're gonna
I'm
talk.
I'm going to punch you, okay?
For
I'm gonna.
God's sakes, we can't do it.
We're gonna talk. To talk a little bit about.
Losing.
Alan Wake, go.
No!
Okay, who has played that game? I swear to God, I think.
Nobody has but you.
Mikey, have you?
No.
See?
Alright, anyway, Alan Wake is pretty much every awful survival horror game, you know, element you can imagine, all bound together by a really, really, really good story, so.
Huh.
And if you don't mind awful combat systems like Deadly Premonition, go ahead, give Alan Wake a rant.
Alan Chains? No, like, seriously though,
Alex.
It's gotta be better than Deadly Premonition, because Deadly Premonition...
It is a much more fluid game, but it is shockingly similar to Deadly Premonition at points. But
isn't that quite
I don't want to talk about the combat system because I liked it and everybody else hated it, and I have a high tolerance for bad combat systems, so.
Well, you know, you're just crazy. So, anyway, that's moving on. Let's talk about Limbo.
Oh, for God's sake.
Too much ITT games I've never played in my life, right?
Yes, okay, what's it called? I'll do Red Dead Redemption yet so Mikey and NJ can actually say something.
Okay, alright.
So Red Dead is pretty much Braid, except, you know,
better?
Good, not pretentious
less,
as all hell.
A little bit
so.
Less pretentious.
And ugly. It's actually
kind of. But, yeah, so Red Dead Redemption, in case you don't know, it is basically a game that takes place in 1911.
Can I interrupt you for a second?
Are we going to worry about spoilers? Because if you haven't
no,
played
we'll
it by
might as well ruin this
sure
game.
God, who cares?
But can I interrupt you for a second? I find it funny he's saying, in case you don't know, for that Redemption. But he doesn't announce that for any of the other games that barely anybody fucking knows.
Exactly. Like, the highest selling game, in case you didn't know.
It was set in 1908, wasn't it?
It said somewhere around there where all those mechanical movement machines started coming to the Wild
West. That's what we call the automobile.
Yeah.
It's a bus.
Alright, let's just get this out of the way. If you haven't played the game, just stop listening now because the ending is very important.
And now we've just
and now turn off the
he
podcast.
Died.
Yeah, exactly. He died.
Yeah, John Marston. He's a dead man.
The rest of the game you play is his inbred redneck son, so
come
on here, Nag! Come on, Nag!
Just like my pa taught me.
Like my dad told me.
What the fuck? Mr. Goddamn Hanky, get out of this goddamn park.
Mr. Hanky is not allowed to be on here this week.
No.
That's
sad.
Does anybody really have a complaint with Red Dead Redemption other than the fact that it gets
fucked up?
Yeah,
you know,
it really is. But that's what makes it fun, though.
Yeah, I heard. I watched. Oh, my God, we had so much fun yelling at the people. Spawn killing is over and over and over with guns we couldn't even reach.
Yeah, well, hopefully they'll fix that in the update.
No, they won't fix that. It's been
they won't.
Never.
Rockstar is never going to make a good multiplayer.
Nope, they can't.
Who knows?
Things too damn big with stuff like that.
Huh? Mikey, tell us what ethnic group you think killed John Marston.
I think what killed him was the fucking end. Like, the final 10 missions where you're just hunting with your son. That was some of the worst game I've ever played in my life.
Really? You didn't like that?
I hated it. Such a poor job of foreshadowing John dying and you taking over as the son. It's like, hey, really? What are you reading, boy? Oh, I'm reading a book about a son who avenges his father's death. It's like, oh, I guess I die then.
Well, no, that would, like, that part was reference to the first Red, you know, Red Dead game.
Which barely anybody played.
Yeah, you know, midgets and circus.
Maybe the
clowns.
4 or 5 people that bought this game listen to this podcast, but what are the odds?
Yeah. Well, what about okay, let's bring it back a little bit. Let's bring it back to something that happened at 3.
Nobody's played the game but you.
Cirque du Soleil. Their fantastical whatever you would call that.
Basically,
thing.
Basically, he came over to game. The end. Anyway, where were we?
No. This is
an overrated, pretentious piece of awful game making. And Jonathan Blow should be shot in the head with a sniper rifle.
Why sniper rifle? Just up close, dude. Blow his freaking head off with a shotgun.
Oh, I don't want the poor guy to get arrested.
Arrested? I think we'd be doing the world a favor, man. Oh, wait. Now we'll have the FBI on our ass for plotting his death.
You know. Yeah.
Hey, I'm just saying, I'd never pull the trigger, but NJ over here has several guns. Crap.
I got one.
Hey.
That's it, though. Shit, I'm in trouble now.
Yeah, well, anyway, guys, we're getting way off topic, but hey.
Point.
About. Alright, let me think for a second. Oh, I know. I've been playing the Medal of Honor beta. Anybody want to hear about it?
Well, I've been playing a lot of Modern Warfare too, so
yeah
me
likewise.
Too.
Oh, remember the German kit we had?
Oh, okay, yeah. That's not going to be funny to anybody but us, so let's just leave that out.
Okay.
Seriously,
Greg,
okay, give me 3 ways in which Medal of Honor is different than Modern Warfare 2, and I will buy a copy for everyone in this podcast.
Fucking
there's
really?
Shitty kill streaks. They're like, you know, like kind of kill streaks that they have.
No, not something. No, no opinions, just facts. Like, you know,
facts.
Legitimate
you
improvements that aren't opinions.
Don't get killed for no reason in that game.
What?
Explain
like,
that.
Oh, what the?
Like you,
okay, sorry.
For example, you could get a crate dropped on you, and you wouldn't even know what was going on.
That happens once every.
I have killed 25,000 people in Modern Warfare 2, and I've only gotten 3 kills with the damn care package, and they were all friendly players.
Okay, what about the fact that you can get a Predator missile fairly easy in that game, and in this game you only get a Predator missile if you score like 120 points in a row, or 160, something like that.
Oh god, now we're going to have to hear news reports about how you get rewarded for killing people and you get points, oh god.
Call Fox News right now.
Get points for killing people.
Oh, ma.
Shotgun.
Do I get points if I run people down with Mercado?
No, that
anyway,
don't.
Okay, go on to reason number 2.
Well, reason number 2, it is way more rooted in reality. There's no. There's
okay, any game where you do not die or fall to the ground in one shot is not rooted in reality.
No, it's far from. You're still in a plain old desert. That's not realism. That's boring.
That's not boring.
Okay. All right, give us reason number 3.
Reason number 3 is that you don't unlock weapons that everybody can use. You
That's
unlock
bad.
All
two that seems
weapons.
Bad.
That doesn't give you any incentive to play the game for a very long time.
Well, like right,
so now, out of these 3 reasons,
none of them have actually beaten the Modern Warfare.
Trying to explain the third thing here. So as you're playing, you unlock new items and some new weapons, and everything is rooted in classes. Now you can change your loadout in between deaths, like
wait,
in the middle
hold
of a
on, hold on.
So what you're saying is they played a lot of Team Fortress 2.
No, better yet, Battlefield Bad Company 2.
Yeah,
they
pretty much. I mean,
you might as well send it back.
Got that good sense of Bad Company too, where you can change things on the fly in the middle of a match, and fast-paced action of a Modern Warfare game, but doesn't have all the ridiculous perks and all that stuff. It's just kind of yeah.
You're
like
to find what your playstyle though. So like, you're gonna be with like 20 players that are identical to you, just a different gun.
Yeah, and that means that you have
no disadvantage or advantage. You're just
Exactly. You have comparable abilities, which is good because no one person is too overpowered. You know what I mean?
Well, for as far as I could tell, any gun could stop another guy from running.
I suppose.
No matter what kind of perks you were using.
Well, I don't get the feeling me and Mike here are just fiddling around on the internet while you guys talk.
I'm watching Dave and Bo's 61 birthday tribute. 61st birthday. Oh, God, I'm getting tired.
Drunk.
No.
Any of you guys hear about the Street Fighter versus Tekken little game they're making?
Game?
Yeah.
Good God, aren't we excited?
Man, Tekken 6 was bad, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was tough. Well, I played on the PS3, though. Maybe that was it.
Well, I mean, the thing is, every other game they make is really good, because Tekken 1 was good, Tekken 2 was terrible, Tekken 3 was amazing, Tekken 4 was god-awful, and Tekken 5 was pretty good, too. So.
Yeah, following the pattern, huh?
Tag tournament, that was pretty good.
Okay, somebody take the crack pipe out of Greg's hand.
No, I don't think that's a crack pipe, man.
I'm serious. You crazy?
I'm crazy, son. Crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Poison. Oh, let's talk about Dance Central. Let's talk a little bit about Dance Central. Anybody
else?
Let's
talk about the only person in this conversation who's buying Project Natal.
I want to play Dance Central, that's all.
Greg?
Yeah?
Why?
Because...
Wait, isn't it called Kinect now or something like that?
Yeah, it's called
Kinect.
Cares?
Okay, who cares?
I don't know.
Called the Wii the Revolution the first year I had it, so...
Who the hell is going to buy that thing aside from Greg?
I mean...
Mikey?
No.
Mikey, are you going to lift a copy from your job?
I only want to touch one unless Dance Central has, a random Slayer song as the final track.
It's going to be easy. It's just going to move your body, up and down, up and down, and
or like,
or to start just jumping around like a wacko.
God,
I got a Buzzcocks song, and the only dance move you have to do is the pogo.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Just jumping up and down.
We have derailed this into Kingdom fucking Come. Way to go,
Dylan. Let's
Dylan.
What?
I saw this video on Pitchfork where Titus Andronicus performing a song at the
They're
Pitchfork.
So awful live. Oh my god, they're terrible.
Did you see that girl?
Yeah, that band is so awful live. Oh my god, they're... Oh, good lord.
I got the singer, fucking Grizzly Adams, just jumps around the microphone like a douchebag. the girl just stammers around all very awkwardly like she has cerebral palsy. The bassist is there, and there's some guitarist in the back who you can't even see.
Let's just say this about that band. You know, they haven't really nailed live performances down yet, but man, their studio albums are amazing.
Hey, Dylan, I got a question for you. Did NoFX do Johnny Quest things for sellouts, or was that somebody else?
That was definitely somebody else.
Okay. Who was that? Damn, this is going to bug me for a while. Anyway, we got to take a quick break. Either that or it's going to be over. I haven't exactly figured out which. But
I think it's going to be over for now.
Let's just end it. If more than two people care about this, we'll keep doing them. And if not, we'll keep doing them, probably. So.
Yeah, we'll get down to that one person who likes it and, fuck everybody else. You don't have to pay attention.
Best game.
That's not really the attitude we should be having.
Best game of 2010 is Deadly Premonition.
Fuck Deadly Premonition, man.
Everybody that Mike talked, he's been so quiet this whole time. Everybody shut up.
The best game of 2010 is Gay Mugabe, where you play Robert Mugabe, and what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to kick out the white Africans remaining in Zimbabwe by using your homoerotica so they get so uncomfortable that they move out and go to South Africa.
Oh, God.
The poor souls.
Well, I think that's something that we should leave on, and somewhere here.
Yeah, I'll figure out the goddamn theme song.
Somewhere in here, a song one of us gives to NJ should be playing, and if it's AC/DC or any other awful classic rock, send him a hate mail.
I'm not going to give you any classic fucking rock. If anything, I'm just not even going to put a goddamn thing in it. Maybe I'll just play a bunch of guys moaning. Yeah, I'll find a game.
And
aren't we glad we cut off right there? Because it only got further downhill right there. Well, that was it for this time. We'll definitely be back sooner or later. We go and give a rat's ass for the feedback. So, well, it's non-existent anyway. So, if you got this far, I would say, well done, and we'll be back. Oh, side note: the theme song for this week's podcast or this day's or whatever the heck we're gonna do with it. It was Amos Moses by Jerry Reed. Very good song. I only picked it because it pisses these three guys off so damn badly. I just want to see the looks in their faces. But once again, that was it. And you can find this probably on any given podcast site, but mainly on iTunes. That's at least where I'm going to try to shove this thing up on. So enjoy and have a nice day.
Here comes Amos! Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. They just knock him in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp.